This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Mentioned that coming up at 7, we've got the Saints Hour here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, over on the Bet 92.9 and 1350 AM starting 7:30, LSU basketball taking on Florida State tonight. That's an 8 o'clock tip-off. Tigers 6-1 on the season, taking on 7-1 Seminoles. Here's what head coach Matt McMahon had to say as his Tigers get ready for this matchup tonight.
A great opportunity for us against a really good Florida State team. Always have great respect for Coach Hamilton and his teams. They're elite defensively. When you look at the numbers, fifth in the country in block percentage, fourth in steal percentage, third in forced turnovers. They really guard you and are very disruptive on that end of the floor. Offensively, Coach Hamilton always has very balanced teams. They're led by Watkins, who's averaging over 17 a game in just 25 minutes, which is hard to do. So a lot of respect for their team. Like the direction we're headed as a group. Was very pleased with our second half on Friday night in the win. And I've had a couple good days of prep going in. Would love to have a great crowd. Last week of classes. So want to see a huge student turnout at 8 o'clock on the SEC Network.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned them defensively. Are they similar to any of the teams you have played to this point this year with how aggressive they are?
No, I don't think so. I think they have great size and length at every position. So a lot of interchangeable parts. They're able to switch and cause a lot of havoc. When you do beat them off the dribble, their rim protection is amongst the best in the country. So you have to make great decisions there.
I'm sure you guys have talked about it, but the discrepancy between the first half and the second half, shooting the ball wise, I'm curious, does any of that have to do with some of the creators on y'all's team, Sears and Carter, sometimes getting in a little foul trouble? Or just like what do you think are some of the things that have led to some of the discrepancies there?
It's a great question, something we've studied a lot. There's definitely a difference in our percentages and our efficiency numbers first half to second half. I thought in Friday's game, we didn't play with the pace that we needed to, both in the full court and half court. I thought the ball really stuck. We were stagnant. Execution was poor. And then I thought you saw the adjustments and improvement there in the second half. Clearly when you're playing teams like Florida State, when you look at how good the SEC is this year, you have to be able to play 40 minutes. So just working on our consistency there. And getting off to a better start offensively. The defensive numbers were phenomenal. We forced 12 turnovers, but we didn't turn that into any points at all, which is an area that we've worked on these last couple of days.
Coach, how important is finishing out the non-conference schedule strong with a lot of wins going into SEC play in the new year? How important is that for your team?
Well, they're huge opportunities, and we talked about that a lot going into the season. We know basically every SEC game is going to be a quad one game, as good as the league is. I think the SEC had as good a November as any league in history, other than I think the 2016 Big 12. So it's a loaded league. When you get these opportunities, the two Big 12 wins that we have, playing against Florida State, that's going to be a really good team. I think in 2 weeks we have SMU and Dallas. You have to take advantage of those opportunities. And so we've gotten off to a good start there, but we got to put all our focus toward this Florida State team.
That was head coach Matt McMahon of the LSU Tigers. Cam Carter leading LSU with 16.7 points per game, and you got Jordan Sears right behind him at 14.7. And the guys whose name I love, Victorious Miller, is coming off the bench with double figures the last five outings and is averaging 11 points a contest. Like I mentioned, pregame coverage will be starting 7:30 on the Bet 92.9 FM and 1350 AM and 8 o'clock tip-off over there.